Every other religion in the world says, if you're going to have the approval of their God, you're going to get His acceptance, and you're going to be able to spend somewhere eternity, or whatever their words are, may be out yonder somewhere. Every single religion, every single faith, this is the way you get your God's approval. These rules, these regulations, and these works. Now, so the world says that's the wise way. We work for our salvation. We follow certain rules and certain regulations. Now, how foolish is that? Here's how foolish it is. The world thinks that's the wise way to handle things. God says that's totally foolish. He says this is the only way. So what did He do? He did the most foolish, ridiculous thing that the human mind can conceive of in its worldly wisdom. What did He do? He chose to come to this earth, born of a virgin, in the person of His Son, the personhood of Jesus, live among men for 30 years as a carpenter. Wait a minute, isn't He God? That doesn't make any sense. If He's a God, why is He in a carpenter shop? 30 years go by, and then in a short period of 3 years, He preaches and teaches and performs miracles. Then He gets Himself crucified between two thieves and buried in somebody else's tomb. Now, what's wise about that? Here's what's wise about it. Every other religion in the world, what does man do? He lives by the rules and the regulations. They worship cows, they worship insects, they worship all kinds of animals, they worship figures, they worship all kinds of fanatical kind of things. And what happens? All of their hope, all their redemption, all their salvation, all of their future is based on what? How well did I worship? How much did I give? How hard did I work? How long did I work? I wonder how accepted I am. They never know where they are. They die in fear. They die in uncertainty. There is no joy. There is no peace. There is no confidence. There is no assurance. There is no eternal security. Why? Because God in His wisdom knew that if He based man's forgiveness and his acceptance before God and his relationship to God on what man could do, that His children would live in fear and uncertainty and lack of confidence and no security all of their lives till they died and go to the grave, not sure where they would go nor how they would follow thereafter. God in His wisdom settled the whole issue. What did He do? Here's what He said. He said, I'm going to send my only begotten Son, Jesus, who will live a perfect life. It won't take but 3 years for Him to demonstrate what kind of life I want my people to live. I'm going to place on Him, when He comes to the cross, every sin of every man, woman who's ever lived and whoever will live. I'm going to condemn sin in Him. He is going to suffer what it means to be separated from me. And when He dies, He will die an atoning death, a sacrificial death, a substitutionary death, an adequate death, a sufficient death, whereby His death will satisfy my requirements for man's righteousness. And from that moment on, every single person who accepts Him as personal Savior will be accepted by me, holy, sovereign God. Friend, that is the wisdom of God. Which places every other religion in the world as far from being wise, because it's all based on what man can do. And you and I have a faith that's based on what God can do and what He did do in one event at the cross, at the resurrection. So Paul says, this is all so foolish. He says, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world. What's the foolish things of the world? Wait a minute. If He's the Messiah, sit Him on a throne. You know what God did? Hung Him on a cross. Not sit Him on a throne, hung Him on a cross. Foolish in the eyes of the world, perfect in the eyes of a sovereign God who wanted Him to die for your sake and my sake. Paul says the world's wisdom is so foolish, so empty, so vain, so inadequate. And then he says, God's chosen the foolish things of the world, shame the wise. Shame the wise. God's chosen the weak things of the world, shame the things which are strong. In the wisdom of God, the world's ways are so absolutely shameful and unacceptable. Well,